The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While Jesus was going through a field of grain on a Sabbath, his disciples were picking the heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands and eating them. Some Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Have you not read what David did when he and those who were with him were hungry? How he went into the house of God, took the bread of offering, which only the priest could lawfully eat, ate of it, and shared it with his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. Good morning, everyone. I now invite the confirmandi, those who are being confirmed, to please stand. So, Father Dennis, it is my great pleasure to present to you today our confirmation candidates. They have walked together throughout a journey, many of them for the last 2 years, some of them for a shorter period of time. They have come together to pray, to study what it means to be confirmed, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They've attended retreats, they've done service projects, and their faith has endured through a pandemic. So we believe that they are ready to be confirmed.
I don't know if you ever have walked through a field of corn. It's something that I've done many times, and it is almost well nigh impossible to walk through a field of trying to avoid the microphones. It's almost impossible to walk through a field of corn and not pluck some of the heads and rub them between your hands. I did it thousands of times. I was raised on a farm, so it was a real little joy. You'd be walking out and you'd walk through by the side of the corn and you'd pluck some of the heads and you rub them. And there were lovely little seeds to eat. Now, for somebody to come along and say, "That's against the law," that is absolute, stupidity. And that's what Jesus said in the gospel this morning. We've got to apply laws and rules with, common sense. And God, in giving us little laws and rules, were to help us live more happily, not to make life more difficult. And we can get very caught up in rules and regulations to such an extent that some people firmly believe, if I keep all the rules, God will love me more. And I don't think that is true. Sometimes he loves you more when you use your common sense and you maybe don't go along with certain rules. Can I think of examples of that nature? And I suppose I can, really. I always go back to thinking, if somebody comes to somebody like myself, it happened many, many times, and they've got a little child in their arms, and they want that little child to be baptized. And then they say to me, "I'm not married, and I'm just a single mom. And I went to my own priest, but he refused." And I think, What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Would he think, oh, now, she's not married, and strictly speaking, I shouldn't be baptizing children like this. Would Jesus do that? And of course, the answer is definitely no. Jesus had a great, great respect for people. And that's what St. Paul is talking about in the first reading this morning. Everybody, the wise person, the good person sees God in everything and everyone. And that's why it's so awful when some of our present day leaders castigate people, denigrate people, and say, you know, call them stupid or losers. That's totally, totally wrong. I hope we never become like that. And that's part of one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gift of insight, the gift of wisdom. A really wise person sees things as they are, really as they are. And as St. Paul says in the first reading this morning, to be aware of our own weaknesses, our own humanity. When I am aware of my own weaknesses, of my own faults, of my many mistakes, of my many failures, then I am much less likely to judge you or you or anybody else. That's a very, 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 very important lesson for all of us to learn. And you'll find that if you let the Holy Spirit guide you and you ask him to guide you and to always do what is common sense, really. That's, I think, a very important thing to have. Common sense. You'll find you won't go very wrong. But more so, you'll find that you'll have peace and you'll have joy in your heart. And that's a very important thing.